A homecoming parade and celebration will be held on Park City's Main Street Saturday afternoon. Linda Jager with the Park City Chamber Bureau says everyone's welcome to come out and cheer them on, including Park City's hometown medalists Josh Christensen, Steve Holcomb, Sage Kotzenberg, and Ted Ligety.
Starting at 1 o'clock, we'll have a parade coming down Main Street. We've got over 20 athletes from Sochi, as well as local Olympians that will be parading along with kids from the different Youth Sports Alliance programs. And the parade will be going down Main Street and end in Townliffe Plaza and Lower Main Street. And there will be autograph signing, photo opportunities, meet and greet with the athletes, and also other live music, food, games, and fun. So it'll be a great 1 to 5 daylight fireworks, which I've never seen. We're really excited to see that. It'll be happening about 2:30. So we encourage everyone to come down.
The parade will be led by Grand Marshal Stein Erickson, a 1952 Olympic gold medalist and longtime Park City resident. Christy Dias with the Youth Sports Alliance says it hasn't been easier to gather the Olympians. Many are still busy working with media and sponsors following their Olympic success. The Youth Sports Alliance oversees more than 1,000 children competing in one of 13 different youth sporting organizations, from alpine skiing to ski jumping to hockey.
Right after the Olympics, they're being pulled in so many different directions that it was hard to have them come home and pick a date, and we've had to kind of figure that out. But we look like we have a great turnout, and we're really happy and really happy to support not only these amazing athletes who are so talented and work so hard, but also the venues that are instilled that help support these athletes and the community that has been great.
Nordic combined gold medalist Billy DeMong has competed in 5 Olympics. He grew up near Lake Placid and started ski jumping while he was in high school. He says while there were a couple of youth ski organizations growing up, he says they were nothing like the YSA.
It's really, I think, a wonderful organization and a real model for what's possible for other communities around the country. It's one that I'm really proud to be a part of. And, you know, I think these athletes that are making the commitment to be here, it's really amazing. A lot of them are going to be at the White House on Wednesday and Thursday this week, and then, you know, having to kind of beat it back here because they want to celebrate. And this is a really amazing opportunity to do it on the stage with their peers, and not only for the people that have had success over there, like Joss, Sage, and Ted, and others. But, you know, also it's an opportunity for us to kind of be involved with the local youth, especially those involved in sports, and kind of show them, you know, the path. It's really powerful, I think, as a young athlete to be around Olympians and Olympic champions. And it just makes it that much more tangible. And I think that's one of the biggest assets that we have as a community, giving our youth the opportunity to train alongside them and be alongside them and kind of make those dreams possible.
A few thousand people are expected to line the parade route and join in the post-parade celebration, so plan ahead and take public transportation. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.